相纷争，他就必立不住，必要灭亡。没有人能尽庄士家里，抢夺他的家具，必先捆住那庄士，才可以抢夺他的家。我实在告诉你们，世人一切的罪和一切亵渎的话都可得赦免，凡亵渎圣灵的却永不得赦免，乃要担当永远的罪。这话是因为他们说他是被污鬼附着的。一起祈祷。 Let's pray。 主所以我们多谢你，今天我们在你的殿当中一起看你的话语，求主你的圣灵在我们当中去工作，让我们的心能够听到神你的话语，让我们的心能够打开，是接受神你的爱。我们将以下的时间是交托，靠圣灵自由在这个地方运行，是感动我们的心。我们多谢主听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 在这里我们看到呢，首先是耶稣的亲人以为耶稣是痴线。 And first we will look at the, Jesus' relatives thought he was crazy。他因为这个经文第二十节说，耶稣进了屋里面，众人就在那里，耶稣有很多人要服侍，吃饭都没时间。 And it says in verse 20 that he was in this house and all these people and he didn't even have time to eat。 因为这些人来找耶稣呢，是很有盼望的，从耶稣身上得到的东西。 You know, the people came and they were hoping that they received from him。 他希望耶稣医治他的病， they're hoping that Jesus would heal them。是希望听到耶稣的教导， they're hoping that they could hear his teaching。 他又是完全不给机会耶稣去停下来去吃东西。 And they didn't give Jesus a chance to eat。 你看到的人是很渴望的是耶稣会服侍他， And the people were so hungry that Jesus would serve them。 你看到耶稣是怎样，他很好的，他很愿意服侍的人。 And look at what Jesus is like, he's so willing to serve them。耶稣就是一个不舍， 是愿意舍弃一切去服侍别人。 And Jesus was willing to sacrifice everything for other people。 这个是一个真正舍己的人。 And he was a true self-sacrificing person。 他就为别人放低自我， And he would give up himself to help others。 我们看到耶稣就是这个真的是愿意放低自我。 And we see that Jesus was willing to really give upto self-sacrifice。 可能呢，你信耶稣的时候，你家人呢就当你痴线。 And maybe when you became a Christian, your family started thinking that you were crazy。 因为我们信耶稣的时候呢，我们是会有改变。 Because when we become a Christian, we change。 我们改变，我们开始呢就是跟以前不同的行为。 And we start acting different than we did before。 以前呢不懂关心人，现在关心人。And before we wouldn't be concerned about others, now we're concerned about them。 我们会看圣经，有祈祷， we'll read the Bible and we'll pray。 又开始服侍人，关心别人， and now we'll start serving other people。 跟住屋企话，哇，你咪痴线啊，你咪癫嘅。 And people say, oh, are you crazy? You're out of your mind。 我们去服侍一些不懂得的人，关心他， you're going to serve a bunch of people you don't even know, what are you doing? 可能你经历过这些事，我不知道。Maybe you've experienced it。 有些人会觉得真是傻的。如果中国人，人不为己，天数地灭，是吧？ In Chinese they say, if you don't serve yourself, you know, the heaven's going to come down on you。 我们西人又说，要永远为自己着想，number one，Look out for number one， 自己的享受，自己的安全，自己的事第一。Yeah, my safety, my needs, everything. I'm number one。如果唔系为第一，自己着想，咁你真系傻嘅，你傻仔嚟嘅。And if you're not looking out for yourself, then they say you're crazy. You're out of this world。耶稣就系咁，佢服侍别人，佢关心别人。他自己亲戚都说你癫了。 And as Jesus was like that, he's serving other people, he's helping other people, and his family came and said, you're crazy, you're out of your mind, beside yourself。 真正的爱心是会关心别人， but true love is to care for other people。 真正的爱呢就是舍己 and true love is to give up of yourself, sacrifice yourself. 所以婚姻里面的真爱呢就是很难，是不是？ And so to have true love in a marriage relationship, it's difficult. 因为丈夫要放低自我，妻子又要放低自我。Because the husband has to put himself down, and the wife has to put herself down. 我们要是看别人的需要，重要过自己的需要。And we need to look at other people's needs bigger than our own needs. 我初信耶稣的时候，我家人都是这样，是觉得我痴了线。When I became a Christian, my family thought I was crazy. 因为我妈呢，我信了耶稣一年多呢，我妈咪呢来跟我说，阿仔啊，你痴了线啊，你不要入这么迷啊。And my mother came to me after about, I was a Christian for about a year, and she said, man, you're out of your mind. Don't get so religious on me. 她说，你信耶稣，你信教呢，不紧要，不要信得这么真的。She said, it's okay you want to believe in God, that's okay, but just don't take it so real. 她说，你走火入魔啊，小心啊。She said, you're gonna get so, you know, you're gonna be overcome by this, you know, just don't take it so seriously. 那时看圣经祈祷，慢慢去聚会传福音，他当我癫，甚至他跟我说，阿仔，我宁愿你吸毒，好过跟那班基督徒。And my mother even came to the point, she said, I prefer that you were with, back in the old life, in drugs, instead of out here talking about Jesus.他是不明白，是不是？家人不明白，你信耶稣的时候，那个改变，你愿意为别人去着想，是跟从耶稣，他不明白。不怪之，他都不明耶稣。啊，那我们跟着耶稣的脚步是这样，是不是？ What they didn't understand about Jesus, they won't understand about you. You follow Jesus and follow the right path and don't worry about them. 是不是？因为耶稣是，都是这样，那人都是这样当他癫的。可能呢，他觉得耶稣痴线呢，因为有一个原因呢，妒忌，会不会？ Maybe they thought Jesus was crazy because they were jealous. 啊，他耶稣有啊有细致，但系睇住佢大嘛。啊，而家佢耶稣咁多人欢迎佢，咁多人听佢讲啊，哎呀，好似受唔起嘛。You know, they grew up with Jesus and they were with him and they said, oh man, he's different now. Maybe they couldn't accept it.你知道圣经话我听耶稣啲弟弟啊，啲细佬咧，系冇一个信佢，系等到耶稣从死里复活，佢先开始相信耶稣。And the Bible tells us that the brothers of Jesus did not believe in him until after he rose from the dead. 所以可能佢觉得你系神嘅儿子，你有能力医病，你傻嘅。And so, you know, his family came and you're the son of God, you can heal people, you're crazy, man, you can't do that stuff.
好似你开始耶稣改变你，你成为一个基督徒，你开始不同以前，不用看我眼前扮野你。You know, now we change, you know, our life is different, and the friends come back and they say, hey, don't stop playing games, and I know what you're really like, all right?他会觉得你是扮虔诚，他会觉得你是博同情。You know, they think that you're pretending to be religious, that you're pretending to try and get people's sympathy.
不要理他，他不明白。耶稣改变你，你是一个新造的人，耶稣给你一个新的生命，你要是跟着耶稣，不要理那些人的，你的见证会慢慢改变他。
Don't worry about what they say. You are a new creature in Christ. You have Jesus in your heart. And you will be changed. And they will gradually see the change in you.
我妈都是的，我慢慢改变，她开始明白，开始分别比较。过了几年之后，她跟我说，阿仔，好感恩你信着耶稣，你真的不同的。
You know, a few years afterwards, my mother came to me and said, and she saw the change, she saw the difference, she could compare. And she said, praise God that you are a Christian, because God has truly changed you.
他会一样是这样看你，可能初初不明白，慢慢神会感动他的心，看到你真的不同的。
And after a while, you know, as you change, they will start to see the change, and God will use you to minister to them.
所以耶稣受过这个，我们要继续跟从耶稣。
And Jesus had the same thing happen to him, but so we need to continue to follow Jesus.
You know, 保罗都是一样的。保罗在使徒行传出去传福音，他被犹太人拉了，在耶路撒冷。
跟住去受审，记唔记得？Do you remember when Paul was arrested? He was out preaching and then he was arrested in Jerusalem and he was put before the leaders.
当时 Agrippa 呢就是同他讲啊，保罗你的学问令到你癫嘅。
And then heard Agrippa came to him as he was standing before him in the arena and said, Paul, all of your great learning has caused you to go mad.
保罗话，我巴不得所有人好似我一样，系有耶稣嘅爱。
And Paul said, I wish that all men were like I am. 人哋当佢痴线，但系佢唔系痴线，系咪？
有一个出名嘅中国人叫崇尚哲，唔知大家有冇听过佢嘅见证
？There's a famous Chinese pastor. His name was 崇尚哲。Maybe an English name. I don't remember.
咁佢喺美国读书。在芝加哥读大学，跟住去到纽约哈佛大学读博士，佢读化学博士，系攞到美国最高嘅荣耀嘅金锁匙嘅，啊，喺当时嘅100年前嘅中国人系非常之高嘅荣耀。
And he went to the United States, studied in Chicago, and then went to Harvard University and studied chemistry and got a PhD in chemistry. This was 100 years ago. And he got the highest honor degree, the golden key, for the best academics of his time.
但系知道，因为佢系信住耶稣，周围传福音，啲人当佢痴线，抌佢落精神病院6个月。
And because he was so on fire for Jesus, he was preaching the gospel all over the place. They thought he was crazy, and they put him in an insane asylum for 6 months.
佢喺精神病院咧。即系嗰6个月，佢觉得好感恩，佢喺度睇圣经，睇圣经，睇来睇去，睇来睇去。
And he was so excited. He said, "I've got 6 months in the insane asylum. I just study the Bible." And he read the Bible over and over and over again.
6个月之后，佢放佢走。
And after 6 months, they let him go.
跟住佢翻到中国咧，喺嚟到中国南海嘅时候，佢将佢所有嘅文凭抌落海。佢話：我唔要呢啲，我要傳福音為主，傳福音。
And when he came back to China, he threw all of his academic degrees into the ocean. He said, "I don't need them anymore. I'm going to preach Jesus."
崇尚哲呢就影響千千萬萬嘅中國人，中國大陸、馬來西亞、新加坡、印尼歸向信耶穌。
And he became the greatest Chinese evangelist in the history of Chinese church, and thousands of Chinese in China, Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia became Christians, believers because of 崇尚哲。
佢话耶稣系火热嘅，系人哋当佢痴线，但系佢唔系痴线，佢俾耶稣改变。
And he was on fire for God. People thought he was crazy, but he wasn't crazy. He had Jesus in his heart.
弟兄姊妹，人哋当耶稣痴线，可能你信耶稣，人哋话你傻，少少嘢唔使理嘅啊。照跟从耶稣。
And they thought that Jesus was crazy, and so when they come to you and say, "You're out of your mind, man, don't worry about it. Keep walking with Jesus."
第二班人呢，即系未讲第二班人之前呢，佢嘅家属呢，系睇唔到耶稣所行嘅神迹。
But you know, his family, it's like they didn't even notice the miracles that he made.
一个痴线嘅人呢，可唔可以医病？
Can a crazy person heal the sick?
一个痴线嘅人可唔可以赶鬼？
Can somebody that's out of their mind cast out demons?
唔可以嘛？佢当耶稣痴线，但系耶稣一啲都唔痴线。佢有神嘅权能。
They thought he was crazy, but he's not crazy. He had the power of Jesus.
第二班人仲厉害。
The second group of people were even more dramatic.
22 节 in verse 22, 从耶路撒冷下来的文士说，他是被别势迫附着，又说他是靠着鬼王赶鬼。
And they said in verse 22, these scribes came and they said he's possessed of Beelzebub, the king of the demons.
文士呢就好厉害，佢就系承认耶稣行神迹。
They recognized that Jesus was working miracles.
但是他当耶稣的神迹呢，就是靠鬼的能力来做。
But they said that the miracles that Jesus did, he did it under the authority of a demon.
这个很毒辣，他要拆坏耶稣的，
you know, they're trying to destroy, just discredit the ministry of Jesus.
佢哋当耶稣系靠魔鬼，即系唔系耶稣做，系魔鬼喺耶稣里边做。
And they're saying that Jesus didn't do the miracles, but Jesus is possessed of a demon, and he's doing it under the power of a demon.
那文士呢，就是特登有耶路撒冷落嚟要找耶稣，他要是找耶稣的错处。
And these scribes who were sent from Jerusalem on purpose to find a fault in Jesus.
他找不到耶稣的错处，于是说他被鬼附身。
And they couldn't find a fault, so they said he's possessed.
即系好似佢眼前见到好多嘅证据，耶稣做咁多好事，但系佢唔接受，佢话佢被鬼附身，唔使听。
And so they had all the evidence in front of them, and he's doing all these wonderful things, and then they just ignored it and say he's possessed.
人嘅心系咁光硬
，and their hearts were so hardened.
那鬼做嘅嘢呢系点啊
？What kind of work do demons do？
鬼系恶嘅。是邪的，是不是
？Demons are evil, they're mean.
鬼呢是拆害、杀、毁坏。
And demons come to destroy, to hurt, and to kill.
所以鬼做的工作呢就是纷争，是搞到人哋破坏。
And so the demons come to destroy and to kill and to ruin your life.
耶稣做咩工啊
？And what was Jesus doing？
耶稣是医治、赶鬼、建立。
And Jesus was healing, casting out the demons, and building people up.
耶稣做的工作是建设的，鬼做的工作是拆害的。
Jesus is building up and strengthening, and the demons are destroying.
耶稣做的工作 是医治、关心。
And Jesus was doing work of healing and compassion.
一啲都唔似鬼做嘅工作
，it's nothing that you can think of a demon to do。
但系佢好似睇唔到，佢当帮人系鬼嘅工作。
But you know they didn't see it. They thought that helping was like doing Satan's work。
可能你都系试过帮人啊，做好事被人闹有冇
？Have you ever experienced doing something good and getting yelled at for it？
或者你去帮人关心人，别人话：，你唔好理佢啦。
And maybe you're helping somebody. Hey, don't worry about that guy.
耶稣永远都系想帮人、关心人，企喺嗰边。
Jesus always wants to stand on the side of helping those who need help.
因为耶稣有爱心
，because Jesus has love and compassion.
别世卜鬼王，这个圣经只系呢度出现。三福音马太、马可同埋路加福音都喺呢一段里边讲到别世卜。
Here in the Gospels, this is the only place in the Bible where it talks about Beelzebub, in the book of Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
但系呢个名咧，我哋查唔到点解会用呢个名
啊 ？But we don't know where this name came from.
喺当时有一个另一个嘅类似嘅名咧，有一个偶像嘅系类似呢个名
，but then in the old times in Canaan there is an idol a false god who had a similar name to Beelzebub.
佢呢就系有三个可能性嘅一个就系苍蝇之王
，and there's three possibilities for why this name. One is that he's the god of the flies or the lord of the flies.
另一个就是粪便之王
，another is the lord of the dung，
第三个是居所之王
，and the third is lord of the house。
咁如果是苍蝇之王同埋粪便之王可能同一个啊，因为苍蝇喺啲粪便嗰度飞来飞去。
But maybe Lord of the Flies and Lord of the Dung is the same because, you know, flies like to hang around that nasty stuff that we don't like.
Dung 即係糞便即係米田工啊，大家知咩嚟嘅？點解會用呢個名話鬼王啊
？Why would they use this name to call him the head of the demons?
我哋唔知，不過可能係當時嘅文化係咁。We don't know, but that's
That's maybe what the culture was at that day. 佢话耶稣就系凳之王，唔系中英啊 ，sorry， 耶稣系粪便之王。They're trying to say that Jesus is the king of dung. 呢个系一啲都唔似耶稣，一啲都唔合逻辑。This does not make any sense. It's not logical. 你睇二十三节，耶稣点样答佢 ？Look at how Jesus responded. 耶稣叫他们来，用比喻对他们说：撒旦怎能赶出撒旦呢？若一国自相纷争，那国必站立不住。In verse 23 and 24, Jesus responded by saying, if Satan is casting out Satan, he will not stand.
耶稣用这个比喻呢，就要跟他说话，这个不合逻辑，你自己用思想来想。
Jesus is trying to show them it's not logical. Just use your minds to think about it for a second.
撒旦将自己赶出来是可以的吗？
Can Satan cast himself out?
如果他是自己是互相残杀吗？这个是傻瓜的动作。
And if he's fighting against himself, that is crazy.
撒旦不会来战。
And Satan would not have a civil war among himself.
孙子兵法呢有一个重要 的原则，就是让你的敌人呢互相残杀，那你是可以站在一边就不用动手，是吧？
In the principles of war, there's one good strategy, and it's to get your enemy to fight among himself, and then you don't have to do anything, and you already win.
所以呢，如果很多人 在公司里面是有些斗争的时候呢，他们找到搞怪呢，就找这两个同事自己互相残杀，跟着他们两个辞职，跟着你升到位，是吧？
So maybe in the workplace, you know, you get two of your enemies in the workplace to fight among themselves, they both get fired or quit, and then you get promoted.
很多人会玩这个游戏嘛，即是在这个的耶稣说的，如果我们内战呢，内部纷争一定会 自取残杀。
And if we're fighting against ourselves, then we're going to lose. We're not going to get anywhere.
耶稣要证明他不是用鬼的能力来赶出鬼，他是用更高的能力来赶出鬼。
And Jesus was going to prove that he wasn't casting Satan out by the power of Satan. He had a higher power, a higher authority to cast out Satan.
因为用魔鬼的能力不可能赶出魔鬼，一定要用更大的能力。
Because Jesus was using an even greater power to cast out Satan.
耶稣二十四节话：若一国自相纷争，那国就站立不住。廿五节
，in verse 24 to 26，
若一家自相纷争，那家就站立不住；若撒旦自相攻打纷争，他就必立不住，必要灭亡。
And so he's saying in verse 24 to 26 that.If he's fighting against himself, even a house divided against itself will not stand.
弟兄姊妹，可能你有经历，一间屋里边有纷争，肯定会分裂啊，破烂。
Maybe you've experienced it. If a house is in division, in strife, it will break down.
一个婚姻如果系夫妇系嗌交纷争，好容易离婚。
You know, even if a husband and wife are in strife and division, you know, they can end up in divorce.
我们可能经历过很多的纷争在我们身边，我们都很明白是会失败。
And maybe we've had a lot of division and strife in our life and around us, and we know that it ends in failure.
两个同事一起拍档开一档嘢呢，有纷争的时候很容易拆档的。
And if two partners start a business together, and if they're not in agreement, it will fall in failure.
我们人生是明白这个道理。
And in our life, we see this always.
魔鬼的作为是将人分开拆开的。
And Satan's work is to divide people and to separate us.
是魔鬼想令到纷争。
And it's Satan who wants to divide and tear. 每一次有纷争是一个嘅裂开，系咪？ And each time there's a division, a strife, it's like a tearing and a ripping. 可能你喺你人生里边，你经历过呢个嘅裂开嘅好辛苦。And maybe you've experienced in your life this tearing and ripping. It's so painful. 人与人之间嘅关系破裂， relationships torn and ripped apart. 耶稣话，如果两个人纷争，一定会破裂，系失败。And Jesus said, if there's division and strife, you will experience this tearing. It's painful. 但耶稣嚟做咩啊？ But what did Jesus come for?耶稣来是不是破裂，不是撕裂，耶稣来是要医治埋口。 But Jesus came not to destroy, not to tear, but to heal and to restore. 耶稣来希望是医治你的家庭，耶稣希望医治你的人际关系。 And Jesus wants to heal and restore your family, and he wants to heal and restore your relationships. 耶稣绝对不是靠魔鬼的能力，耶稣的能力是比魔鬼更大。And Jesus is not using Satan's power. He has a higher power. 耶稣是要医治你的家庭，你的友谊。And Jesus wants to heal your family and your friendships. 我见到耶稣医治好多的失败的婚姻。原本失败，人人都说要离婚，耶稣医治加入，成为恩爱美满。I've seen Jesus heal and restore relationships that everybody said, this is a failure relationship, a failure marriage, it's going to end in divorce. And Jesus enters into it, and it becomes a loving relationship. 我见过耶稣，甚至已经离过婚的夫妇，当信耶稣，他再结婚又恩爱。And I have even seen husband and wife who havegotten a divorce after becoming Christians, come back together and get remarried in Christ and have a loving relationship. 因为耶稣是医治埋口重建， because Jesus does the work of healing and restoration in our life.
神的工作是这么奇妙。37节， Jesus does such a wonderful work. Look at verse 27.没有人能进庄士家里抢夺他的家具，必先捆住那庄士，才可以抢夺他的家。 It says that nobody can enter the strong man's house unless he first binds up the strong man.
耶稣什么意思？他的意思就是说，魔鬼是世界的庄士，魔鬼是统治世界，但我入来捆绑他先。What is Jesus saying? He's saying that Satan is the strong man of this world and that Satan is in control of this world, but Jesus came to bind up the strong man.
耶稣是万王之王，但这个世界是魔鬼的手里面。
You know, Jesus is the King of Kings, but this world is in Satan's control. 魔鬼呢，就是有权在这个世界做很多破坏的工作。
You know that Satan has power in this world to do destructive things.
但耶稣来到世界的时候呢，他是先捆绑魔鬼。所以在我们信耶稣的时候，魔鬼是捆绑，我们靠着耶稣的能力有权呢，是捆绑魔鬼。
You know, but when Jesus came to the world, he bound up Satan, and we as Christians have the authority to bind up Satan.
所以我们奉耶稣的名字去抢救很多失丧的人， 有破碎家庭的人。
And so in the authority that Jesus gives us, we can go and save many who are lost, and we can heal many who are destroyed by Satan.
因为耶稣是捆绑这个壮士， because Jesus has bound up the strong man. 那文士呢，他就当耶稣有能力，但说耶稣的能力是魔鬼的。
You know, the scribes, they thought that Jesus had power, but they said it's satanic power.
我们知道耶稣的能力绝对不是魔鬼的能力，是神给他的能力。
But we know that Jesus' power is not satanic power, it's God's power and authority.
文士因为这样呢，就不接受耶稣的，他不会悔改。
Because of what the scribes thought, they would not accept Jesus and they wouldn't repent of their sins.
你睇28节。Look in verse 28。我实在告诉你们，世人一切的罪和一切亵渎的话，都可得赦免。Jesus said, all sins can be forgiven. 再睇一切的罪都可得赦免。All sins can be forgiven.
犹太人面对一个大的危险的，他当耶稣做的事是魔鬼，于是他见到耶稣不会为自己的罪悔改。
They were in danger. They saw that all the miracles that Jesus was doing, and they didn't recognize it as God's work, and so they would not repent of their sins. But Jesus said, all sin can be forgiven.
一切的罪可以得赦免。这句说话我觉得美丽。
I find this is a very beautiful verse.
一切的罪可得赦免是给我鼓励安慰。
All sin can be forgiven. That gives me encouragement and comfort.
一切的罪可得赦免，即系冇一个罪神唔可以赦免。
There is no sin that Jesus cannot forgive.
我唔知你犯过咩错，我哋人人都有错。
I don't know what sins you've committed. We've all committed sins.
有时我哋可能觉得我犯嘅错系太大，耶稣冇可能宽恕。
And maybe you think that the sins you've committed are so big, God cannot forgive it.
但你说一切的罪都可以赦免。
But here it says, all sins can be forgiven.
我第一堂讲到台湾一个例子，一个人叫雷代豪。
In the first service, I talked about a man in Taiwan. His name is, 雷代豪。
他就是曾经写过一个传记，初版叫《审判台前》，后期版叫《修刀入鞘》。
And they wrote, he wrote a book about his life, and when it was first printed, it was in front of the judge, and then they made a reprint of it, and they called it, Put the Sword Back in the Sleeve.
雷代豪呢，他后生仔的时候是跆拳道二段黑带。
And he was a second degree black belt in Taekwondo.
咁佢係出嚟黑社會打打殺殺。
And he got involved in the gangs and was fighting.
跟住佢打死人。
And he killed somebody.
於是佢揾到佢拉佢坐監。
And they found him and they put him in prison.
呢個代號好誇張嘅，佢台灣屠玉。
And he was so amazing. He was able to escape from prison.
他逃獄呢就繼續是黑社會的生涯。
And he escaped from prison and he continued living in life of crime.
過了幾年後呢就拉到他。
And after a few years, they arrested him again.
拉到他這次呢就是一個咁嚴謹的監獄裏面。
And they arrested him and put him in a more secure prison.
因為他曾經逃獄即是不可以被他再逃。
Because he had escaped from prison one time, they can't let him escape a second time.
那殺人犯又犯好多錯。
He's a murderer. He committed many sins.
但是他坐在第二次監的時候，有人跟他傳福音。
But when he was in prison the second time, somebody shared the gospel with him.
他坐監期間信了耶穌。
And while he was in prison, he became a Christian.
跟住佢信耶稣嘅时候，开始喺监狱里边带人查经嘅。
And as a Christian in prison, he started having Bible studies with other prisoners.
慢慢好多嘅犯人都信耶稣。
And many of the prisoners in Taiwan at that time became Christians because of him.
过咗几年之后，政府话你咁好，你做监狱牧师，不如你放你走。
And after a few years, because he was like the pastor of the prison, they decided to let him go.
於是他跟住出咗監，就喺監獄，喺台灣就開咗教會做牧師。
And as they let him out of prison, he started a church and now he's a pastor in Taiwan.
有乜嘢嘅罪神唔可以寬恕？ Is there any sin that God cannot forgive? 冇，神係寬恕罪惡。
God can forgive all sins.
有冇界限？
你唔可以话犯罪去到一个极点，神唔会宽恕你。You cannot commit so many sins that you come to a point where you say God can no longer forgive you。神系可以宽恕。可能你会觉得我有冇过界，神会唔会唔再爱我 ？And maybe you think you've crossed the point where God will not love you anymore。神永远都爱你。神系专家，去到冤嚟拉我哋翻上嚟。God is an expert at going and pulling us up out of the mire of Cat A. 神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. 你留意，一切嘅罪可以得赦免，一切相信可以得救。All sins can be forgiven, all who believe can be saved. 冇一个例外。There is no exception. 你我都可以得救。You and I all can be saved. 我爸爸临死之前都系有个好对我好深刻嘅经历。My father, before he died, had a very special experience with me. 因为他病了，他是知道是致命病的，两三年后一定要死。那他临死一年前就我回去探他。Because my father had a terminally ill disease, and he knew that he would die in 2 or 3 years. And 1 year before he died, I was back home visiting. 他就叫我关上门。好想秘密同我傾偈 ，and he told me close all the doors. I want to talk to you in private. 我爸爸未試過咁樣同我講嘢 ，and my father never talked to me like that before. 跟住佢閂曬啲門，佢對我講啊，阿仔，你係牧師，你係宣教士，我有啲嘢想問你。He said, son, you're a pastor, you're a missionary. There's something I want to ask you. 我話好，爸爸你問。I said, go ahead, dad. 我做咁多錯事。我远离神咁远，我而家就嚟死，神会唔会宽恕我 ？He said, "I've done so many bad things in my life. I'm now getting ready to die. Would Jesus forgive me?" 我话：爸爸，耶稣肯定会宽恕你。And I said, "Yes, Father, He will forgive you." 佢话：阿仔，你唔明，你真系唔知我做过好多错事。He said, "You don't understand. I've done a lot of bad things."我爸爸唔好紧要，圣经话你认罪悔改，耶稣一定宽恕你。I said, Father, it doesn't matter. The Bible says if you confess your sin, Jesus will forgive you. 我带佢一齐祈祷，佢又跟住我一齐祈祷，佢接受耶稣做佢救主。I led him in a sinner's prayer. He received Jesus into his heart. 佢从嗰日佢系坐轮椅。慢慢瘫痪，直到死亡，佢生命好大改变。He was in a wheelchair, he became completely paralyzed, and then he died. But in that 1 year before he died, his life was completely changed. 佢改变到呢，佢因为佢个病有个组织，全部都系病友、医生、护士。当佢离开嘅时候，去到丧礼，全部病友一齐去参加佢丧礼。He was changed so much that in his In his care group, all the other patients with the same disease, his nurses and doctors, they all came to his funeral. 跟住完咗丧礼嘅时候，其中一位护士同我讲话：，白牧师，你嘅爸爸影响我哋好犀利，未试过我哋呢个病嘅组织，未试过一个人死嘅时候，其他人去参加丧礼。And after the funeral, one of the nurses came up to me and said, "Your father influences so much." Never before in the history of our care group has when one of our members died, has anybody else gone to the funeral? 我话点解？佢话我哋全部都系绝症嘅，全部都系死，睇到一个丧礼，知道下一个系我，所以唔会去嘅。He said, "Because we're all terminal ill, I know that when he dies, if I attend his funeral, I'm the next one. So nobody wants to go. It's too depressing." 但你爸爸影响我哋全班人好犀利，所以我哋非去不得。They said, but your father influenced us so much that we had to come. 呢个系福音嘅大能。That is the power of the gospel. 有冇一个罪耶稣唔可以宽恕？ Is there any sin that Jesus cannot forgive? No. 可能你有一些不见得光的事在你的背景，一些家庭的秘密。
Maybe you have some things that you're ashamed of. Maybe some secrets in, from your family, in your background.
可能觉得很内疚。
Maybe you feel very guilty about it.
是不是离婚？是不是堕胎？
Have you been divorced? Had an abortion?
或者你经历过一些虐待、性侵犯。
Maybe it's abuse. Maybe it's sexual abuse. Molestation.
或者你经历过一些的，你是很难去面对，很难是收收埋埋的心里面觉得很痛苦。
Maybe you've had something that you're just holding inside that's so painful and you're ashamed of.
我告诉你，耶稣是宽恕赦免。
I tell you this morning that Jesus forgives and washes it away.
你不需要为这些事尴尬，你在耶稣说，耶稣你一切的罪你会宽恕。
You tell Jesus, Father, I give it to you because you can forgive all sin.
不过，不好意思，在29节，真的有一个罪耶稣不会宽恕。
But I'm sorry to tell you, in verse 29, there is one sin that God cannot forgive.
凡亵渎圣灵的，却永不得赦免，乃要担当永远的罪。这话是因他们说，他是被污鬼附着的。
Blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, God cannot forgive it.
耶稣说有一个罪没有办法宽恕，就是一个可怕的罪，是吗？
Jesus said, there is one sin that cannot be forgiven, and that is scary.
这个可怕的罪是什么？
What is this scary sin that cannot be forgiven?
犹太人是问世是有这个危险，是犯这个错。
And the scribes, the Jews at that time, they were in danger of committing this sin. So Jesus is warning them.
耶稣警告他，不想他犯这个错。
Jesus was trying to keep them from committing this sin.
刚跟你讲了约翰福音三章十六节，但如果想知道不可宽恕的罪，你看三章十七、十八、十九。
If you want to know what the sin that cannot be forgiven is, look in John chapter 3, verse 17, 18, and 19, just following John 3:16, the verse we just recited.
在十七节，约翰福音第三章十七节话，因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了。因为他不信神独生儿子的名，光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。
Jesus didn't come to condemn, but those who don't believe are already condemned because they do not believe.
不能够赦免的罪只有一个。
There's only one sin that cannot be forgiven.
那个罪就是拒绝神的恩典。
And that is the sin of rejecting God.
一个人不信耶稣，神无可能宽恕他。
If somebody does not believe in Jesus, God cannot forgive him.
神只设立一个方法可以得救。
There is only one way to be saved.
就是相信耶稣基督为我们死十字架。
And that is to believe in Jesus that he died on the cross for our sins.
耶稣在十字架上流出他的宝血为赎你的罪。
And Jesus shed his blood on the cross to forgive your sins.
但如果你拒绝，你说我不信，我不要，神没办法，没可能宽恕你。
But if you reject Jesus and you say, I don't want it, I don't need it,there is no way that God can forgive you.
拒绝神的拯救，没办法得救。
Rejecting God's forgiveness, there is no way to be saved.
不是说因为个罪太大，过了界，宽恕不到，反而是因为 你唔愿意，神会逼你。It's not that the sin is so big that God can't forgive us, that you've crossed the line. It's that God will not force you. 神唔会强迫任何人信佢。Jesus does not force anybody. 佢要你自愿。He wants you to come willfully. 系你自己嘅选择。It's your choice. 犹太人见到耶稣做嘅神迹，话佢被鬼附身。The Jews saw the miracles that Jesus worked, and they said he's possessed of a demon. 他的親屬見到他做的事，說他痴線。And his friends and his family saw what he was doing, and they said he's crazy. 他拒絕，沒有辦法得救。And if they continue to reject, they cannot be forgiven.
是不想得赦免的人，是不能赦免的。
Those who don't want to be forgiven cannot be forgiven.
不愿意，所以不能。
They're not willing, so God can't.
亵渎圣灵是拒绝神的爱。
And blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is rejecting God's love.
好简单。一个觉得自己比神高，比自己叻。
It's thinking that you're better than God and more important than God.
如果你一直咁样系拒绝神嘅爱，直到你离开世界，对唔住，你冇办法得救。
And if you keep rejecting God until you die, then there's no hope for you.
有啲基督徒佢觉得，哎呀，我有冇犯呢个罪？有冇犯呢个罪？如果你担心有冇犯呢个罪，你冇犯过呢个罪。
You know, some Christians are afraid. Oh, did I commit the unpardonable sin? Did I commit the unpardonable sin? No, if you're afraid about that, you did not commit it.
系一个拒绝神嘅爱嘅人，先至系要惊。
It's just somebody who rejects God. He's the one that has to be afraid.
弟兄姊妹，你怕不怕你？如果你怕你犯这个罪，我给一个方法你，可以解决你的疑问。
If you're afraid that you've committed this sin, I'll give you one way to be sure that you haven't committed it.
如果你今天说，我愿意接受耶稣做我救主，我接受耶稣的恩典，宽恕我的罪。当你接受耶稣的时候，我肯定你没有犯不可宽恕的罪，你是得神的宽恕。
If you ask Jesus in your heart this morning and say to Jesus, Lord, forgive me of my sins, I open my heart and ask you to come in, I can guarantee that if you do that this morning, that you have not committed the unpardonable sin, because Jesus will forgive your sins.
圣经讲明，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实，是公义，必要赦免我们一切的罪，洗干净我们一切的不义。
The Bible tells us assuredly that if we confess our sins to God, if we confess with our mouth that we have sinned, Jesus is faithful and just and will forgive us all our unrighteousness and cleanse us.
如果你接受耶稣，你没犯这个错。好多今天的人，现代的人，他说没神存在，我信科学，我有马骝辩。
You know, so many modern people today, they say, I don't believe in God. I believe in science. I came from the apes. I evolved.
有很多的很实在 的证据摆在眼前，科学的证据，推翻进化论的证据， DNA 的基因的证据。
You know, there's so much evidence today that refutes evolution. Scientific evidence, DNA, genetics, so much evidence that can be presented that refutes evolution.
有一个一定要睇到一个智能设计的背后，我们这个宇宙一定有一个设计师。
And there's something called intelligent design that shows that this world, our universe, and life had an intelligent designer behind it.
将这些证据摆出来，很多现代的科学家就看完这些证据，都说什么？我不接受，因为我不相信有神。
But as we present the evidence to many scientists today, and we show it to them, and they still stand and refuse and say, I do not accept that evidence because I do not believe that there is a God.
在他的观点里面有神是迷信，所以一定要有一个非神的方法来解释世界的起源。
And in their mind, in their concept, they think that God is superstitious and there must be a scientific explanation.
对不住，这个刚硬的心。当我们是扎定个马，拒绝神，绝对拒绝不接受呢，神没办法宽恕你。
But that is being hardened in the heart, and as we stand with our hands up against God and say, I reject that, I reject that, you are in danger of committing the unpardonable sin.
只有一个方法去罪得赦免，就是说我承认我有罪，我需要耶稣宽恕。
There's only one way to receive forgiveness and to say, I admit that I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I need Jesus.
耶稣的亲人当耶稣是痴线。
Jesus' relatives thought he was crazy.
文士当他是有鬼附身。
The scribes thought he was demon-possessed.
但耶稣说，这些都是有危险，是亵渎圣灵的罪。
But Jesus said these are dangerous and on the verge of committing the unpardonable sin.
我希望今日我哋当中趁着有机会嘅时候接受耶稣嘅爱。
I would prefer that those of us this morning would take the opportunity while we have it to receive the forgiveness of Jesus.
耶稣嘅宽恕，耶稣嘅爱系摊开俾你。你只要说耶稣我想要。
You know, Jesus' love and his forgiveness is offered out to you this morning. All you have to say is, God, I want it.
当你说耶稣我想要，耶稣会给你。
And when you say, Jesus, I want it, he will give it to you.
家人当你痴线，不用理他。
And your friends might think you're crazy, don't worry about them.
耶稣的爱是实在。
The love of God is true and real.
一起祈祷。Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们感谢你今日你给我们有丰富的慈爱和赦免，你给我们生命有转机。我们求耶稣你浇灌在我们当中，向我们讲说话，让你的圣灵在这个地方运行。我们知道你是宽恕罪恶的神，你是赦免我们的罪的神。我求你打开我们每一个人的心门，可以迎接神你的爱。当我们继续祈祷，请敬拜小组来和我们唱一首诗歌。
静候恩主，万念敞开，神独你照我心深处，像阵清风透我心窝，除掉往昔的雪我，主请你进入。